This is Hitting the Mark, conversations with founders about the intersection of brand clarity and startup success, with your host, brand strategist and author, Fabian Geierhalter.
You see a lot of brands or institutions who say, oh, join our community of 4 million email subscribers. 4 million email subscribers aren't a community. I think for me, the definition of a community is there are people who for intrinsic reasons do care about each other. So it's not a one-way relationship. You are our customer and we are your brand. It goes both ways.
This is the very first time I get to say welcome back on Hitting the Mark, as I had Till Janczukowicz, the founder of Berlin-based Adagio, which is often described as being the Spotify for classical music, on episode 21. But this is not a Let's Catch Up with Till episode to check in on Adagio. Instead, I recently saw that he's preparing for a super exciting brand launch that features none other than John Malkovich to kick things off. The idea? Spend a month with John. Hello Genius is the name of the brand, and it fosters a whole new level of mentorship and access and community. And today, Till shares his vision for the brand in his usually intellectually stimulating and curiosity-evoking manner. This first episode of 2025 is one that will inspire you guaranteed. If you seek another type of mentorship community, one where you get access to myself, not John, but me, and a tight-knit group of other creatives and entrepreneurs that are curious about brand building, positioning, and creating brand love, do your part this year to keep this show advertising free and join the Hitting the Mark Circle by going to hittingthemarkcircle.com. And now over to another level of mentorship circle entirely. Let's say hello, Genius, to Till.
Hi, Fabian. Great to be here.
Hey, this is the very first time I get to say welcome back on Hitting the Mark, as I had you on episode 21, where we talked about how you built the Adagio brand, which was considered the Spotify for classical music. And when I say Spotify, I mean the mechanism streaming digital music, not a brand that is as hated as Spotify, because Adagio is widely loved. But this is not a Let's Catch Up with Till episode to check in on Adagio. Instead, I recently saw that you're preparing for an exciting brand launch that features none other than John Malkovich to kick things off. Tell us about Hello Genius. What is it? How did it come about? How are you building the brand? Let's jump into it.
Yeah, pleasure. You know, you mentioned Adagio, and I've been spending all my life in the arts world and the talent world, talent management. And this is, I think, something which I consider a privilege, great fun, because I was always interested in people who could do stuff that fascinated me. And I wanted to meet these people. You know, when I was a young pianist, I wanted to interview the biggest pianists on earth. And when I was 25, I had interviewed Sviatoslav Richter and Alfred Brendel and Murray Paraya and Christian Zimmermann and so on. I always wanted to get close to these people because I'm always curious, how do they do this? And this is probably how I became an artist manager over the years. And I am a passionate chef as well. There are some people who say, had I opened the restaurant, I wouldn't have been that bad, probably. And I was always curious and how people who can do extraordinary stuff, how they do it. And I did it in the artist world. And when I was running Adagio, I came across a series that was probably coming from the Bay Area. Of course, Building a Second Brain with a guy called Thiago Forte. And another course called Rite of Passage, an online writing course. And okay, that's interesting. I participated in it. And those were kind of professional development courses that happened as a cohort. So cohort means you have 4 or 5 dates a month, 90 minutes. And you have people coming together online at the same time from all parts over the world. So you saw me getting up 2 o'clock in the night in Berlin to join a cohort of people, basically, I don't know, in Houston, in Montana, wherever. And everybody was passionate about this very area that was being discussed. And I said, wow, that's interesting, because there was a community platform, you got assignments, you learned something, you went through a transformation, you had a great mentor. And at the same time, you met like-minded people online. And that was a super engaging experience. And what I then did, I said, okay, it's very similar to what is happening in the arts world. You know, we have pre-concert talks, post-concert conversations. And I called a friend of mine who is an American singer, a baritone, Thomas Hampson, one of the greatest singers that we have. And said, Tom, I participated in something extraordinary, and you recorded the stellar recording of the songs of Gustav Mahler with the Vienna Philharmonic conducted by Leonard Bernstein. And let's do a Mahler month with Tom Hampson. I said, sure, okay, why not? So we kicked it off on Adagio, and we announced a month for Sundays, 90 minutes. People could participate from all over the world, could dial in, and we had guests. So the first week, we had Marina Mahler, who was a granddaughter of Gustav Mahler. Mm. And the second week, there was Jenny Bernstein, the daughter of Leonard Bernstein. And the third week, we had the president of the Gustav Mahler Society in New York, and so on and so on. And that was a super attraction, because what happened was, after the second week, we got emails from people who said, oh, can you open the meeting room already an hour before? We would like to meet. You know, and we did it quick and dirty with Zoom. But they said, can you open this? We want to meet. And the third week, we got emails from them and said, oh, can you share the list of participants, because this course is going to be over next week? So we shared the list of participants. And then when it was over, they sent us email and said, well, I don't know what to do next Sunday. I'm missing my family. I'm missing my peers. This was super engaging. And, you know, as a manager, I was always interested in artist monetization opportunities. And clearly, I had found something where you can probably monetize the skills and the fame and the attractiveness of being great at whatever you do as an artist and as a creator. But at the same time, it was something I said, well, it's not about classical music. It's about humans. You know, we as humans, we are, the moment we have a passion and the moment we engage in something, we have the possibility to meet role models, great artists, and to interact about stuff we adore, to interact about our passions, and to even meet like-minded people from all over the world who share the same passion. That's something very unique and something very special. So that's how it all came about. And what I then did at a certain point, I reached out to the two guys who were kind of operating the courses I participated in. And they recently became co-founders of Hello Genius. And another interesting story, the other co-founder is a German guy called Tom Megel. And Tom has been for 6 years a manager of Cartier. And then for 10 years, he was CEO of Louis Vuitton in the United Kingdom. And he's coming from the luxury industry. And I said, Till, when we met, this is exciting because this is new luxury. You know, because in the luxury industry, especially in the new generations now coming up, it's not so much about ownership anymore. It's about experiences. It's about purpose. It's about connection. And what we are doing with Hello Genius, you know, like John Malkovich, we are really giving the opportunity to, let's say, cultural, social players to share their wisdom. And I'm a big believer in this principle, again, which comes from music, where you have a great artist who's passing on his knowledge to a young student, to somebody who needs inspiration. And it is not the college teaching what you learn. You know, this is one thing. You study for 3, 4, 5 years. You learn in an academical way, techniques, and so on and so on. But once or twice or three times a year, as a young student, you need vitamins. You need inspiration. And I, as a manager from early on, I could experience to what extent it inspired me to meet, I don't know, a conductor like Riccardo Muti, who is currently the music director of the Chicago Symphony, when he's rehearsing the Verdi Requiem, to be in the rehearsal not go to the concert, go to the rehearsal, behind the scene. What is he telling the musicians? How are they working? And the same applies to actors, the same applies to athletes. How are they training? And so on and so on. And this is actually what we want to do at Hello Genius, is a kind of mentoring platform where we give people access to, let's say, the creative engine of the great minds of our time across verticals, basically in art, in design, in fashion, in culinary arts, in sports, and so on and so on. Not so much technology, not so much AI. It's not a it's not an AI thing. I would call it an HI thing, you know, not the artificial intelligence. It's the human intelligence that we are trying to expose here. So we don't use technology to replace human beings. We use technology to connect real human beings with each other.
I really love that. And you just told us so much about the entire philosophy and how this Hello Genius brand will work. But let's talk about the really simple proposition, which is spend a month with John. that is a remarkable invitation and an immediate differentiation from the many competitors in, you know, the thought leader space and the mentorship space and the course space, because it is a very, very crowded marketplace. The question lies in the room. How did you get John to not only pick up the call, but to go fully in and create numerous very charming videos in his typical style and really support the launch of this brand so much? I mean, it surely is something that every founder would dream of, having people like him to really wholly endorse this. Like, how did he sign up for that? Like, how did he say, you know what you're doing is really exciting, like, sign me up?
Yeah, there are multiple factors. As you know, he does a lot also in the music space, in the classical music space. And we have common friends in Vienna, in Austria, who did put us in touch. But the nice thing is, John is an Idagio user. So he's using Idagio to listen to classical. So that's one of the aspects. And then we met in Luxembourg, I think 1.5 years ago, and we spoke about the concept and about how you gain knowledge and how you develop as a young man and how you, or as a young person, how you cope with obstacles and so on and so on. And immediately we embarked on a fascinating conversation where it was all around how you grow, how you deep dive into things. And there were highly interesting things he said. I mean, for example, one thing he shared in the very first conversation was, I don't see a point in doing anything that you don't like. Yeah. And this is something you can't afford to say if you're an artist. Yep. But probably everybody could afford to say this if everybody would have the courage to do it. You know, and I think this is something that gives you a lot of confidence. And I have since spoken, just today I had lunch with a young movie director here in Berlin, who met John some years ago in Munich in a Q&A. And he said it's so how you say in English, I think consolidating, if you understand, okay, you are not alone with your struggles when you are young, and it's okay to fail. Absolutely. And I like to compare it with what you do when you manage a conductor. You know, when you manage a conductor of a symphony orchestra, you send him to the province. You send him to places where he can fail, where she can fail. Mm-hmm. You need to train somewhere, and it is okay to make mistakes. But you learn from them. And you have the possibility to do it again and again and again. You can fall down 100 times, but as long as you get up 101 times, you know. And I think all this entire complex of getting personal encouragement from personalities that you adore. And what I've been thinking about a lot, it's not about meeting a celebrity. It's not about the fame. It's rather the attitude and the way they are conducting their work, their curiosity, all these attributes that make them successful. They don't care about the success. They care about the process. They care about getting better. And this is well, at the very end, lets you in some cases become very good and let you grow into somebody who people may call a genius, you know? But it's not about this. It's about really being passionate about what you're doing. And this is, we had very, very interesting discussions and John shared a lot of, and we're speaking about basically about theaters, about actors, about pieces and topics he loves. That's a kind of discussion, you know, and this is something what I think makes a lot of, creates a lot of attractiveness of this model.
No, absolutely. And I mean, you start with a bang. You've got John Malkovich, right? Here's Hello Genius, boom, right? But you will likely not have hundreds of John Malkovich on your show, which is a really good pun. How does your rollout model look like? You talked about it will be people from all kinds of different fields, right? Like most probably even like experts in lesser known fields. How do you stagger it out? Like, what is your vision of who will become part of that Hello Genius community? Who are the drivers? Who are the leaders? Who are the mentors?
So what we have curators in certain verticals. We're in conversation with highly interesting personalities. One person I can talk about it because he's already on our website, which is Simon Dupuy, the legendary auctioneer who was for 10 years the chief auctioneer of Sotheby's, probably globally known as one of the leading figures in contemporary arts. And when Simon and I met and we spoke about the idea, he said, "Till, this is amazing. I love to come in because, you know, I'm in the arts bubble. You're coming from the classical music bubble.
Yeah.
And there is a soccer bubble and there is a wine bubble. But all this is culture and you are bringing this together. I'd like to be part of it."
I love that.
I really
love that. And that philosophy of being in a bubble and actually getting excited to burst out of it into, you know, the fields of anyone who is interested intellectually or culturally or, you know, on their own life path to get a piece of that. I mean, I can just imagine what you can learn from someone like him versus someone like John Malkovich, right? And in the end, they're all in very parallel universes, right? And there's something you can take away from all of these people. But, you know, how to run an auction and how to the philosophy, the strategy, right? Extremely fascinating, most probably to people who never gave it a thought in their life. And suddenly they see this offering and they're like, how could I use this running a company as a CEO? How could I use this when, you know, whatever you go through in life? Really interesting. So let's actually go back to something that you touched on very early on, because it is really important to you, which is community, right? So that's kind of like how everything got started with Adagio, was suddenly everyone saying, hey, but hold on, there is a community you're building. Are you aware of that? Can we have more of that? To me, community and brand building go hand in hand. If you get one right, you can count on the other, right? Even here with this show, I have a super small community of listeners that turned Hitting the Mark into actually a mentorship community. So people benefit from my advice because I've been through it for like decades, right? And I just very transparently tell them about it. But also other members' advice, and they start meeting on their own and they start having coffee. And exactly what you talked about is happening with my Hitting the Mark circle. And so in a way, that circle, these people actually keep this show alive because they have dues every month and those dues pay for the show. So instead of having advertising, I have community. How do you see the power of community with the brand you're now building? Like, how will it work where these people that get to know each other throughout these cohorts, even though it is about hearing from John Malkovich, there's so much more. How do they stay in touch? Like, how do you build this out? Do you have a vision for that? Obviously, you do.
Absolutely true. I think the first thing is about the definition of a community. You know, you see a lot of brands or institutions who say, oh, join our community of 4 million email subscribers. 4 million email subscribers aren't a community. I think for me, the definition of a community is there are people who for intrinsic reasons do care about each other. People who care about each other. So it's not a one-way relationship. You are our customer and we are your brand. It goes both ways and it goes multiple ways. It's also in between the participants. And to be very concrete, what's going to happen with John, we have spoken about books that influenced him. And what every participant is getting prior to the course is a book. I shouldn't say that because it's a surprise, but no, I've said it.
There you go. You heard it here first.
Everybody will get a book, and it's a book that was for some reasons very decisive for John's development. And then the book comes with a little letter and says, you know, that was very important to me for this and this reason. Happy reading. Looking forward to meeting you. Sincerely, John. So what happens? What does it do? First of all, it connects the digital world with the physical world. You get something tangible mm-hmm. prior to the course. So it's an experience which is already multi-dimensional in spite of the fact that you have the experience from home. That's the first thing. What then happens, we are going through different stories. We are going through different plots. We are going through films, movies that were important to John. And you can deep dive with into any movie, and you can apply assignments. And this is what happened to this protagonist here. Can you imagine, and do you remember a situation where something like what happened to this protagonist here to you in your life, mm-hmm. have a discussion, and then we make a breakout room, and then people are together for 10 minutes and then they're discussing. So we are using the creative inspiration coming from John to build also interactivity and interaction between the participants. And this is something which is happening during the courses, but it's also in between the courses. So there will be additional sessions. There will be homework.
I see.
A community platform where you can post yourself and so on and so on. So on multiple levels, we are fostering the community.
And I guess the big question is when the, like how do you charge? Do you charge by the specific course? Do you call it a course? Or like, is it yearly memberships? Like, how does it work?
No, we call it a month. It's a month with John.
Okay,
it's a month with John Malkovich, and it's not a subscription model. It's a one-time payment.
And then what all these people that got to know each other very much like with Adagio, where they're like, hey, we still want to stay in touch. Do you foster this as a brand somehow, or do the
yes.
rooms stay open for them?
Yes. No, we do even more than we did at Adagio. There is a community platform. People have their profiles. People can stay in touch. And the moment you are accepted to the course, you are also a member. And what we are going to do, we will kick off yearly membership events happening in the physical world, where we are bringing participants from courses from different verticals together. So it doesn't matter if you have participated, I don't know, in a course with a famous chef, or with an actor, or with a humanitarian, or a writer, or an athlete. We are going to offer this high-end events where we are also having some of our mentors being present. Very small events, couple of hundred people, not yeah. more, to really enable interaction and conversation also within the group.
But that's genius, if I may call it genius. that's genius because basically you keep the community alive, and then you still have ways to monetize off of them, aka giving them opportunities to join these events. So right. there's versus most other communities, when the show's over, the community is gone, right? But there's this opportunity for them to keep being engaged, and for you to keep growing, like you said, define community. And this is then a real community because they care about each other. really, really great. Since I already let the genius, word slide again, let's talk about the name a little bit. Are some of the geniuses on the parenthesis that you invite to become the next, hosts or guests or mentors, are they sometimes taken aback by being called a genius? I love the name because it puts the participant into the shoes of an actual member, right? Already. So they can basically, they can basically feel like they can say hello, genius, and suddenly they're there with John, right? Or is the idea, and I have a feeling it is, that anyone is a genius and hello, genius brings out more of that genius inside of you, inside of every participant? Let's talk about the name and the philosophy a little bit.
That's the idea. The idea is there is this very famous NASA experiment from the late 60s where the NASA said, we want more creative people working for NASA. And there was an experiment where they're testing a group of 1,600 people over a period of time. And it turned out that the criteria that were applied to the fact somebody is a genius were in a way that the 5 years old, 92% of the 5 years old were falling into the criteria that define genius. It was 30% of the 12 years old, 12% of the 18 years old, and 2% of the adults. Okay? So, and there is this famous saying of Picasso who said, everybody is an artist. The question is just how to remain an artist when growing up. And I think there is so much truth in this, and it says a lot about the charm, the honesty of children who don't see problems. And there is this very nice analogy, I don't know who said this, if you put your life in a chart, and all of our life is about business and improving numbers. Now, if you look at the chart of your life, is it going up happiness-wise or is it going down?
Yeah.
Okay? So, very important question. And why is it that children make everybody laugh? You are in a train. You are in the plane. You see children. The children make us laugh. Yeah. And I think many, many artists I've had the privilege to meet, they kept kind of a curious, childish attitude. Mm-hmm. Being curious, being open-minded is super important, and I'm totally convinced that everybody has this potential. But there is this very nice saying that life is best described as a series of daring explorations from a secure base. A series of daring explorations from a secure base. And the secure base is probably the group of people you are growing up with, your parents, your brothers and sisters, your family, grandparents, friends, and so on and so on. And if you have a group of people, if you have an environment that inspires you to pursue your passion, to follow your instinct, great. But many don't have this.
Yeah.
But the beautiful thing is you can start that any time in your life. We have all these things now about the plasticity of the brain, stuff we didn't know anything about 25 years ago. But if you look at neurology and all this, Huberman and all these great people really started to explain what's happening in the brain in a way that we all can understand it. There's so much evidence that we can do so many things in our life. And this is exactly what we want to do. We believe in Hello Genius. Everybody has this genius opportunity within. But you probably ought to meet some people who have unlocked this potential. And this is, again, what I said initially when we started our conversation. I had the privilege to meet many artists, and they very often behave a little bit differently. They think differently, and for many people, it's not logical and it's not consistent, but from their perspective, they're very logical. And that's how you achieve stuff, by probably thinking differently and doing things that not the mass is doing, but what you are really convinced of, you do it yourself. And when I can meet these people and I can talk with them, if I can ask them a question, the most unimportant details have the power to transform your life. And I give you an example. There was one of the greatest pianists ever, Sviatoslav Richter, a Russian pianist. And when I met him, he had a little book with him with numbers. And there was a very old book, and there were many, many numbers. And he said, well, what is this book? I said, well, this is not very nice. This is not really beautiful. And I said, what is it? Well, it says 7,458. What does it mean? Well, I should practice every day 8 hours, but those are the hours I haven't practiced over the last 10 years. And imagine something like this. You know, everybody has his routines. There are many writers, many actors. How do you learn a script? How do you write a book? How do you compose a piece? Everybody has his very subjective own rituals. But if you see this, you can say, oh, wow. This is something probably that people would consider ridiculous, but it is not ridiculous. It leads to genius. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. So these little things that are highly inspiring.
It absolutely is. And I mean, look, I have you on this show, and it is extremely inspiring. And that's why I do what I do too, because it's like you never know who is going to drop an idea or a thought or like some habit, you know, talking about habits that you suddenly start adopting, and maybe even 10% of it, right? But it changes your trajectory, your creative trajectory, or, you know, like, and creativity is so important to keep that spark. And like you said, once life happens, it stops. And how can you keep that spark? And it is dangerous. It is scary to do things that are not immediately monetizable, but it does so much more for your life. So all of that said, how do you create this group? Like, do you have a cap on how many people can join? Is there an application, or is it basically swipe your credit card? How does it work?
At the beginning, you know, this is a kind of soft launch we are doing now with the first course. We have, of course, conversations with mentors who have a huge social media reach.
Yeah.
Who have, a one digit or two digit million number of followers.
Yeah.
They posted once, the call to action is coming from them. Also, we only work with people who really want to do it, mm-hmm. you know. So it's important that a mentor really feels this is something I have to do. I want to pass on my knowledge to a limited group of people. And we do it on a case-by-case basis. So the interesting thing is that many people say, oh, if there are more than 50 people, probably it's not going to be an intimate experience anymore. I can't ask my questions. The reality has shown it is a community thing. And it's like going out in the night. If you go to a club and there are 50 people, okay, it's a club with 50 people, but you prefer a club with 500 people because you may meet more people, may have more fun. Mm-hmm. And the logic here is a little bit different, which is a little bit similar, which is difficult to understand if you have not participated in this. You really have, and it was also a challenge for me when founding Hello Genius, speaking with my partners, and it's a great group of people, and my co-founders and team who are working on this. But the problem is until the two, Will and Dan, who were running the courses I mentioned earlier coming in, I was the only one who experienced these courses. And now they're in as well. But it's really an experience one has to witness in order to understand how it is. And there are courses where you can have 90 people. There are courses where you can have 500 people. There will also be courses where you may probably have only 12 people. It depends on the vertical.
I totally understand that. And it is very early. And I'm sure it's going to be also a lot of tests. But that assumption that you got to cap it at 100 in order for it to be a tightly knit community, I also object to that, because I do agree that sometimes I am mentoring for co-hosts at Founder Institute internationally. And sometimes there are 30 people showing up. And sometimes there are 60 people showing up. And sometimes there are 10 people showing up. The only thing that changes is the dynamic in the room, but the questions, everyone gets to ask them and everyone gets answered, right? Like it's not like it's limiting your participation. It just creates a different dynamic, right? And one dynamic might be great for one certain host or mentor, and one might be better for another. All right. Well, Till, I knew you knew this would be coming, or I hope you knew. I don't know, but there Remember this idea of brand DNA, that every
yes,
brand.
Right.
Okay, perfect. Yes, my listeners do too, so I don't need to repeat too much. But I did go back into my scripts, and I remember that for Adagio, the one word that was the brand DNA was belonging, which is interesting because this is very close to belonging too. But what is that one word that, and I would say since the brand hasn't even launched yet, which is amazing because I never have anyone, you know, like that on the show, but what is that one word that you would love to have Hello Genius become synonymous with over time?
Probably I would say mentorship. We were, I mean, and you as a brand expert, you know this. And we had, I have to say, one of my co-founders and a good friend, Fabian, he's a super creative. He was working for Germany's biggest airline for 12 years. He did the global campaign. So he is also the guy who came up with the name Hello Genius. You know, my name was
It's Fabian's. State. Fabian's a genius. What shall Fabian. I say? It's very logical. That's how it works.
That's why I have to mention this. Absolutely. So and he made an exercise on the name and so on and so on. And we were thinking of how to call in what we want, and then we say yes, it's knowledge. We give access to knowledge and we give access to people. But what we do, in fact, we give access to people with knowledge, and those people who have the knowledge pass it on directly, but they are not trained teachers. They are no professors. Mm-hmm. They are no academics. They don't know so much about what to do. They couldn't give you a theoretical lesson in some cases what to do, but they show you how to do it because they're practitioners. Mm-hmm. And I think this is very important. And therefore this one word, I think mentorship, because as a mentor, you connect access to exceptional personalities with access to exceptional knowledge.
Yeah.
And I think this is the key. And this is where I believe mentorship. And there's one other thing, and I don't want to make it too philosophical now, but at the very end, what distinguishes our species from others is that we have the capacity and we have developed the ability to pass on what we know to others. And this made us who we are today as a human race, in the good sense and in the bad sense. But we have this. And I think this is the most human thing, to pass on knowledge from A to B.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really the core here.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I absolutely it is. And mentorship doesn't sound like the, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's not a 10 as far as like an inspirational brand word, but it is very much of what is happening. And I would argue that a lot of your quote-unquote competitors couldn't really claim that because mentorship is actually, it's very personal and it runs pretty deep and it is very open and extremely transparent. And that can only happen in a certain environment. And I am really, really excited to see what you're building and how you're building it. And again, talking about a brand that hasn't even launched yet, but mm-hmm. the way that you're preparing for it and hearing you speak about these plans, it is absolutely magnificent. And I can't wait to see Hello Genius grow. How can people participate? How can they follow Hello Genius? Where do you want them to go?
Hello-genius.com. So we are there. We exist. And it's very interesting. I remember very well when we had our investors for Adagio, they said, well, don't invest in the brand. Don't invest in the brand. Go for the product. no investment in the brand. No. And we did this here very, very, very lean, really super lean, I have to say. But we were really investing a lot of time and some money in working with super branding guys, because I think it's so important to say what you're talking about, why you talk about, and there must be a reason. And there must be a reason why people should dedicate, I don't know, 3, 5, 7 seconds of their attention to us. And if you don't know that, if we can't say it in a word, it's useless because it's so noisy outside there. And this is why I'm also very, I'm very happy that the way you see it, because you are really investing a lot in consideration of the brand here, because I think that's super important today.
Absolutely. And you can witness it, you can feel it, even though Hello Genius is really not anywhere yet. I mean, it is on the website, you can see it on LinkedIn, but you go to social, you don't see much. It's like, it's really, let's put it this way. You heard it here first, people. It's like, this is your in to get into Hello Genius before others. I have a feeling this absolutely is going to be true. This is going to be a really, really exciting brand in the future. And I wish you the best of luck with it. I hope that people are going to start following your brand and start joining. And I, for one, am really excited to see your roster coming up throughout the next 12 months. So till with that, thank you so much for being the inaugural second time guest on Hitting the Mark. We really appreciate it.
Wonderful. Great, great pleasure and super conversation. Very, very exciting, inspiring. Thank you.
Till Jančukovič and Hello Genius. What a way to start off this year. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I have my chat with Till. And if so, subscribe to the show. Please rate it and share the show with ones who you think can benefit of the brand thinking and might want to get to know Hello Genius or chat with John Malkovich. Hitting the Mark is produced by my consultancy Finium, where we create clarity for brand transformations. This episode was edited, as usual, by Everett Barton, and the Hitting the Mark theme music was written and produced by Happiness One. I will see you next time when you once again will be hitting the mark.